It's time for Friday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Richland Hospital, keeping you in one piece for the weekend. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so nice, even your dog will approve. Cardinal Glass CG, turning broken windows into surprise wind tunnels. Crystal Clean Storage, hiding your junk better than your teenager hides snacks. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected oopsies. And Syme Funeral Home, making sure goodbyes are graceful while your weird family stories live on. Tune in with Hank and Phil for Friday Laughs Bigger Than a Raccoon in a Dumpster. We've got Cooking with Hank, where flames may appear, but so does dinner. And the Word of the Day, made up live by Hank, guaranteed to make you question everything. So wrap up your week with a little chaos, plenty of chuckles, and all the nonsense you need to slide into the weekend with a smile. That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning,
he made
man.
It in over the hills and dales.
Yep. Roads are nasty.
Did you have more snow in Boscobel than we
did? Yeah, about 3 inches. Really? But the roads were horrible because the problem is the rain before now has turned to ice.
Mm-hmm.
So and with it's absolutely
slushy,
horrible.
Kind of a mess there.
So, but anyway, the road crews were out. They're doing the best they can. So.
The old vibe and me, we made it in, but we came early. So,
did you? How early were you?
Well, I was here about 4:15. Mm. That's about five.
No wonder you've been taking a nap.
5 or 10 minutes before I usually come in, but no, really, it is. But and it had just started at that point.
Really?
Yeah, it had just started, and then so I called meteorologist Tony Schumacher at that point because. I'm thinking, what do we do?
Right.
What do we do? Because you're still saying warning, and you're still saying 6 to 8 inches.
Right.
And he's like, that's more toward La Crosse.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's kind of where 100%. It went. Yeah. So anyway, maybe you need to go take that caller, Henry.
Right.
Again, we've been very, very busy here today. Phone calls that make your head spin. So anyway, you better take that and... Okay, there you go. Oh, they hung up on you.
They hung up
on They probably knew you were going to
well,
answer.
Well, they just told everybody. Henry,
yeah,
go
I
get
did.
That call.
Henry's going to answer. Nope, don't want to talk to him.
Yep. So anyway, I have some important question for you today, Phil. You know, like every morning.
What's that?
Well, what is a phobia you have that no one knows about?
I'm not exactly sure.
Is it heights? Are you afraid of heights?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spiders, snakes, anything
no,
like that?
No, not too bad. I'll tell you another one that gives me the creeps, and they're good things, but bats. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a bat in the house or whatever, I'm just like
let's get that tennis racket.
I'm like screaming like a young...
Oh, are you?
June, get that out of here. June, get the bat out of here.
Yeah, get the bat out of here. June. Oh, poor June. That's funny.
No, I'm not that bad. But heights, so-so. I mean, I used to, like back in the farming days, you know, not that we had a tall silo, but things like that didn't bother me, mm-hmm. or corn cribs and things like that. But I have been up, like, helping out with a roof a time right. or two, and you kind of like, oh, you look down. Oh, that's quite a ways down there. Yeah.
I didn't know it. I didn't know it until I got up here. Yeah. I'm not really afraid of heights, Phil. I'm afraid of the sudden stop.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Well, you might be from Arkansas if you've said, they're not home right now, in reference to yourself.
They're not home right now. I would say nobody home.
Nobody home.
Nobody home.
Nobody home.
Hank. Nope.
And I found our problem, Philip.
What's that?
The brain uses more than 25% of oxygen consumed by the body.
Really?
Yes.
That's your problem.
That's my problem.
You got to breathe more.
You got to breathe more.
Yeah.
You got to breathe more.
You were out there refereeing last night.
I was.
Like me, you did 2 games, but you got your cardio in, and I just had my jaw worked out.
I had to go.
Pretty well. Yeah. Got a long night.
Brian's back was hurting last night.
Yeah, it was. He was carrying two guys.
He was carrying two guys.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Yeah, so very hard to do. So anyway, we have the hillbilly casserole.
Yeah.
Should I get that one filled?
Yeah, go for it.
You can read the Hank casserole if you want to.
I can read the Hank casserole?
Yeah.
All right. We're doing double duty here, answering the phone as well at the same time. So nonetheless... I don't think they wanted to talk to you either.
Again,
Hank's answering.
Hey, every time the phone rings, it's like, Hank's going to answer it.
Yeah, That happened, you know, on Saturday night. People have said, you know, because it's really busy.
Oh, yeah.
It is. And people have said, well, you should get some help in here. Doesn't do any good. You know, I've had Tim, June has answered, you know.
Can I talk to Phil?
Yeah. It's like, I'll take your request. No, I want to talk to Phil. Well, you know. Yeah.
Well,
So it doesn't do any good to have somebody answering the phone.
Unless we can, like, make your voice, hey, this is Phil. How can I help?
Please leave a message.
Please leave a message.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. And that's part of the.
No, and it's just been really busy.
That's part of the thing for Saturday night is.
Yeah, you know, 100%.
Have that communication because honestly, and I mean, there aren't any really true request shows anymore. Even.
No.
You know, you'll hear this nationally. Hey, here's a number if you want to. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. You'll leave a message and they probably will play it next week, maybe if they play it. But
I'm still waiting on them. Those were the days I've called you a couple times.
Well, you go way down the ladder.
I know I do. Yeah. I start out like at 200.
Yeah, right. Hillbilly casserole
and
today.
It's really good, Phil.
A recipe that doesn't measure, it reckons. Do you want me to read it?
You go ahead if you can twang it a little bit.
Well, you'll need a pound of hamburger, some potatoes. However, many look right when you're squinting at them. Huh? However, many look right when you squint at them.
What have you done?
I can't read Hillbilly Ease.
Well, what it says, many of them look right when you squint. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's what it
potatoes,
says. It doesn't say that,
eyes,
but that's what you
them.
Meant.
Yeah.
I got it.
A can of ranch beans, Philip.
A what?
Can of ranch beans.
Oh, I didn't understand that. Ranch beans.
Yes, they're very good.
So what is that? With ranch flavoring?
Yes.
Beans with ranch flavoring?
You've never had that before?
No,
oh,
I don't believe so.
They're all over the place, and they are good.
Ranch beans.
Yes.
All right. A can of corn.
Yep. One, maybe two.
One proud golden brick of Velveeta. Come on, man. We're in the dairy state. Yeah,
Velveeta's good, though, on this. It really
is. I don't know. We're in the dairy state.
Just continue reading.
A heroic handful of nacho cheese Doritos crushed with confidence. I like those.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. How it goes down. Brown the hamburger like you're settling a family debate. Drain the grease unless you're feeling brave. Mm-hmm. Chop up those potatoes into chunks and say, I tried. In a casserole dish, layer potatoes, hamburger, ranch beans, and corn. There is no wrong order, only destiny.
And that's true, Phil. Remember, this is actually a really good recipe.
Is it destiny or density?
It may be both. Maybe both.
I'm just wondering. Okay. All right.
It may add a pound or two, maybe three.
Slice that Velveeta like you're laying down edible shingles.
Yep.
Blanket the whole situation. Bake at 350 until the potatoes surrender. And the cheese turns into molten sunset. In the final minutes, crown it with crushed nacho cheese Doritos. This is not garnish. This is architecture.
Yeah, it's
Wow, that sounds good.
It does.
Pull it out when it's bubbling like gossip at a reunion.
Yep.
Serve hot. Pairs beautifully with sweet tea, folding chairs, and someone saying, well, I'll be. That's good. Leftovers, even better the next day when the flavors have had time to sit and think about what they've done.
Yep.
Wow.
It's pretty good, Phil.
That's good stuff. Hillbilly casserole.
Very good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it much. You know, the only thing that I would do is I'd probably put in real cheese.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm rooted.
Right. So that's the thing with, if I'm going to have a grilled cheese sandwich.
It's real
it
cheese.
It better be real cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really good, though.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, you get a hamburger at a stand and it's not the real deal.
But you know what I like to do, though, even on my hamburgers when I grill them or... I like to put the shredded cheese on there.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
Good
stuff.
It
takes a little bit longer to melt it, but it's still really good.
Oh, yeah.
So I love shredded cheese on just about anything.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen, Hank.
Yeah. Word of the day, Phil.
Word of the day?
Cedar.
Cedar.
Cedar. Yeah. I know she ain't sick because I seen her at the Walmart.
That'd be seen her, right?
Cedar.
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 I seen her at Walmart.
I seen her at Walmart.
Okay. Oh, man, boy. That's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Hear that all the time.
Yeah. Cedar.
Sure.
words. You know, we Southerners like to, like, we like to lose some words.
That's good.
Cedar.
I like it.
Well, I seen her Joanne.
Cedar Joanne.
Yeah, Cedar Joanne.
I seen her go into office. Hank.
Any big stuff for the weekend for you?
No, it's going to be kind of more relaxing this weekend and a few things to do over the course of the next couple of days. But we'll see if we get any games in tonight.
The schools I'm at both have been canceled, but I don't know if they're playing. So
some have changed that policy.
Yes, they have.
Sometimes you get late in the year, this is the only day you can play.
This is the only day you can play. I mean, for girls, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, tonight you got to get them in.
You got to get them in. They can play tomorrow, can't they?
Yes, they could.
They could, but...
Tournament starts on Tuesday.
But the big thing is now these wrestlers, some of these schools have girls wrestling and playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So you they do. Be really careful.
And team sectional tomorrow. Good luck to Riverdale, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, and Iowa Grand Highland.
Yep, 100%.
They're all at Cashton tomorrow.
And Prairie there as well.
Prairie Duchesne is there.
And yes. Who else is there?
Aquinas is there.
Yes.
Yep. Lancaster, I believe, is there.
Yep. So that should be a good one tomorrow.
It will be.
It should be a good one tomorrow. And Bill's going to have coverage?
Yes.
He's probably already there, isn't he?
He's packing his bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He showed up at the game last night that you
and I did.
And he said, "Where's the mat?" And I said, "Bill, it's basketball." Oh.
Well, where's the mat?
Where's the mat?
Anyway.
Yes.
Any plans for you tonight?
Tonight? Well, we'll see. It depends on whether there's
where
a game.
Where are you supposed to be?
Oh, Richland Center.
Okay. Okay. Boys game?
Boys game with Dodgeville.
Oh, should be a good one.
Getting down to the last, I think, two games left in the conference season.
Yeah, next week is my last boys game.
Yep. And the
on
boys
the schedule.
The boys seed on Sunday.
This Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yep. So, anyway, do you think I'm going to get any seating places?
Or? Yeah, you're going to get, I believe it's the St. Norbert's Junior High game at Ashwaubenon is where you're going to be. So,
and I owe them $15. Hey, Phil, there are oceans in the space, buddy, in space. Did you know that?
Learn something every day.
Yeah. So,
oceans in space.
I wanted to read you this one because I couldn't believe this, but if you listen to this, all right? The pistol shrimp. You ever heard of the pistol shrimp?
I believe so.
Can snap its claws shut so quickly that it creates a bubble that reaches temperatures nearly as hot as the sun's surface.
What?
Yes. The shock wave from the snap stuns or kills small prey, and the sound it makes can reach 210 decibels, louder than a jet engine.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Crazy, man.
That's crazy. That's nuts. So, but there's your knowledge for the day.
Appreciate it.
Still haven't learned anything.
That's about all we can handle.
Hey, buddy, I hope you have a great day. Be safe, and everybody have a great weekend.
That's Hank Bray.